Günaydın sevgili dostlar. Bu kadar yüce bir grubun için.
Good morning, dear friends. We're very happy to be with such friends all around us. We feel ourselves very lucky and fortunate. As you know, we have a very important congress ahead of us.
And
we have to be really prepared to get the best out of this congress. And the most important preparation is the morning lesson. Our teacher, our Rav, is really making that clear out of us and preparing us for the Congress. And the morning lesson is the most important. However, now we're preparing for the Congress, it's like double the importance. So let's all of us, all the friends together, let's focus on our morning lesson. And let's take that leap forward and go to our next step.
Günaydın dostlar.
Good morning, dear friends. We're moving from one phase to another, and our next phase is once again the importance of the morning lesson. Because together, with all the friends in the world, we're connecting together. We are being one man in one heart. We're listening to the lesson together. We're focusing, and it's really helping us to focus more when we're all together. So the importance is indescribable. Please let's all unite as one man and one heart and enter this lesson together.
L'chaim.
These racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart
that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, place we belong, lose myself in you. You were there all along. You light the way.
כותב הרבש, בתנאים פועלים בהשגת הרוממות.
The Rabash writes,
לשמוע תמיד ולקבל.
The measure of the greatness comes under two conditions. One, to always listen and receive the appreciation of society to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written in the multitude of people, is the King's glory. To accept the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. And then he will be able to receive the appreciation of greatness from everyone. This is so because the greater one cannot receive from the smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Only the lower one is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one. And for the second condition, each student must extol each friend's merit as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a great environment should, since quality is more important than quantity.
Active workshop question. How does appreciating the merits of friends and their greatness accelerate our spiritual work? Again. How does appreciating the merits of the friends and their greatness accelerate our spiritual work?
All of our work is to connect, and this connection between us depends on how much we make ourselves smaller, and we see the greatness of the friends and their merits. And only in this form, the connection between us will turn into this network that Rav is constantly talking about, telling us about. Out of this network, we will be able to catch this fish called the Creator, the quality of love between us.
The greatness of the friend and their advantages is that they want the goal more than me. They invest more. They sacrifice more. They do more for the goal than I do. And this evokes envy in me, a desire to be like them. There's nothing that accelerates you more towards the goal than to see the friends who are greater than me in this. Because it's not that I can't be like them. It's a question of how much I want to be like them. It's a question of desire. And the only thing, it's the only thing that depends only on the desire. So if to look at their greatness increases my desire and makes me advance more, then, and in this way, it's towards everyone.
The Creator reveals Himself to us through the deeds of bestowal of the friends.
The friends help us appreciate spirituality more than that small desire with which we came here.
When I engage in the greatness of the friends, in the love of friends, I forget about myself. I rise above my own nature, that I only want everyone to love me. And in this way, I accelerate and come closer to our source, to the upper force.
Turns out the greatness of the friends is the greatest advantage. This greatness, where you don't have to try too hard to look for them, look for it. It's before your eyes every morning, for every meeting. It washes over you, puts you into an atmosphere of truth. It's the only place in this life you can appreciate something that is more than this life. Through the friends, you simply understand how important your life is. You can take advantage of them to attain the quality of bestowal or not. But the friends are on the way there.
We can say that the friends are truly there. They're aimed towards the Creator each and every moment. And I just need to make them greater, more and more. Then we will see the point in the heart, the way that it shines through them. So the more we look for it by incorporating in each other and using envy and developing all of the inner states so that we will want to be like them, that we develop a common desire that the upper one will help us be like him.
Dear Creator, give us the strength and desire to add to the quality of the bond between us by always appreciating the virtues of our friends and unite our hearts in the right intention and common demand.